4:35. The government has admitted it needs to do more to protect vulnerable children in England and has promised an extra £50 million to help recruit and retain social workers. As well as the extra investment, lay people will also be allowed to sit on child protection boards. That all follows the death of Baby P, who's now known, of course, to us as Peter, and he was killed by his mother's boyfriend, even though there have been a great number of visits by officials. Liz Davies is a children and family social worker and a senior lecturer in child protection at London Metropolitan University. What do you think this really amounts to? Another 50 million quid and different people on child protection boards? Would that make any difference, Liz Davies?
I don't think so, because what is absolutely missing from all the current government speak is strong child protection systems that are in the guidance but were not currently in place. And it's this government that got rid of the Child Protection Register in April last year, for instance, and you hear no mention of that.
What is the Child Protection? Can you just specify what that is?
Yeah, the Child Protection Register is a register of children in any local area known to be at high risk of harm. And so we put all our resources into monitoring a few children who we know to be at risk. That Baby P was actually on the Child Protection Register.
Why is that scrapped then?
Because they favoured the universal approach to children, which is that there should be a database on every child in the country. And as social workers, we don't want to monitor every child in the country.
Okay.
We want to focus on high-risk children.
But you did say that in previous cases the register has been in existence, but it hasn't prevented these sort of cases occurring, has it?
Well, the vast majority of children who die from abuse are children that never get onto the register. So all the research says that once they get on there, usually they are protected because all the agencies are focusing on them. And also there's a big alert that goes to police and hospitals to let people know that these are children that need special attention. That's all gone now. And if you're talking about Baby P was on the register, it didn't seem to work. That's because already it had been grossly run down and lacked status and key people were not attending and so on.
So you reckon that if we actually focused, and you would, as a social worker in the past, have been able to say these are the risk cases, this is where we've got to focus our attention. If you did that, then you would stop the worst of these things happening.
Absolutely. We've done it in the past. We know how to protect children. There's been hundreds of inquiries. And what would keep social workers on the job and bring back social workers who've retired early and left the job in despair is having those key systems back in place where they belong. And another key thing is the joint working with police. It's Lord Laming, after the Climbier case, he said police should only focus on crime. And now they won't work with social workers on what we call harm. We often don't know if abuse is crime or not for a long time after investigation.
Right. So you're saying that Lord Laming is widely held up as the guru who's going to lead us out of all this, but you clearly don't agree.
He's not a guru at all. He told me in person he wasn't an expert in child protection. I don't know why he keeps getting chosen. It's his recommendations from the Climbier Inquiry have caused absolute mayhem out there for social workers.
This is a rather different story you're telling to the one I'm used to be honest, Liz. I mean, you know, you're the expert and I'm not, but do you have widespread support for this view?
Well, I think so. If you speak to social workers who are out there on their own, look at Nevris Kamal in Haringey, who said, you know, she couldn't get the police or people to work with her on a serious sexual abuse case. She was a whistleblower. You know, there are social workers who've spoken out. They can't do the job without these systems in place. And Baby P is a good example. The police were focusing on crime, the initial injuries that weren't explained and so on, but they weren't working jointly with the social workers all the way through the case as new things came to light, and they weren't focusing on adult perpetrators around the family.
Mm. So would it be your fear that, in fact, we're going to get more of these terrible cases under
Absolutely.
The present system?
I've been predicting it for a long time, and it's coming true before my eyes, which is not a comfortable position to be in.
Liz Davies, thank you very much. Our children and family, a social worker, and indeed a lecturer in child protection. It's 4:39.